We're in Simen Tov Resh Mem Hei, the halachas of the Luliv. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing from Gimel through Hei. Siv Gimel is dealing with the sugi in the Gemara of Nechlaka HaTiyomis, where the Gemara says that if the Tiyomis split, then it's as if it's missing and the Luliv is pasul. What exactly is this Tiyomis? So there's a machlokas, the Mechaber, and the Ramah. Says the Mechaber, Brias Olin Shalulav Kahi. The way the leaves of the lulav come is like this. Kesheim Gdelim, as they grow, Gdelim Beis Beis, they grow in pairs, meaning each leaf is really a double. Udvukim Migabon. They are really connected to each other only from the back, from behind. In the front, it's open, it's just not visible because it's closed so tight in the back and they're snug against each other. But the truth is that if you try opening it from the front, you'll have no problem. It's only from the back that you would have to split it. Vagav shel beis olin, that back where the two leaves are joined, hu hanikra tiyomis, that is the tiyomis. Says the Mechaber, Nechlaka HaTiyomis. So what happens if the place that the leaf is joined with the leaf next to it splits? Says the Ramon. The Ramon now is explaining the Mechaber Shita. Ubarov Olin. The majority of leaves are this way, and the Mishnah Berurah adds, and the majority of each of those leaves. Meaning, the majority of leaves are split the majority of the way down. Psula. So the halachi is that the lulav is puzzled, the lulav is puzzled. Why is this? So the Gemara says, because it's as if it's not there. The psul is that it's not there. Hayu olav achas achas. What happens if the leaves didn't grow as pairs, but they grew as separate leaves? Mitchilas biryaso. V'lo hayu tiyomis. That's the way it grew. The halach is that's also puzzled. Oh, shekol olav kfulu mitzido ha'echad. Or that all the leaves are fine, double leaves on one side of the lulav. V'tzad ha'sheni b'orim below olin. The other side of the lulav is bare. Pasul. V'alach is the lulav is pasul. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's all from one side, that is definitely considered not a lulav. It is a psul haguf. It's like a stick. It's not a lulav. Whereas, what happens if the leaves are split mitchilas b'riyaso? What is the psul there? There, the Ritva is mistapik. So, what's the halacha then? That nechlaka ha'tiyomis is considered as if the tiyomis is not there. According to the Mechaber, this is a lulav without tiyomis. Now, what is the din of a lulav without tiyomis? Bepashtis. That is a psul of chaser. There's something missing here. Therefore, we're going to see a little later that this psul is only really on the first day. Why is that? So we didn't really get into the details of it, and the Mishnah Berurah didn't give us that much of a hakdama, because it's going to be discussed in a siman later. But just that we'll be able to deal with it. There are several different psulim in a lulav. One is if you take the wrong min, if we say that this is not the thing altogether. Included in that is not only that you took a different species, but if it does not have the characteristics of it. So, for example, a lulav with no leaves whatsoever, we saw in yesterday that the Ritva said that's considered a stick. It's not considered a lulav altogether. Others say it's just not a nice lulav. It's a psul hader. But it's clear that once we say that this is not defined as this species, it is pasul all 7 days. Whereas the Gemara tells us that there are certain psulim that apply only on the first day. The primary example of that is something that is pasul because it is chaser. Where do we learn out the psul of chaser? Because the pasuk says ulakachtem. Ulakachtem we darshan to mean lakicha tama. It is to be taken in a complete way. Therefore, something that's chaser is pasul. Now, the truth is that mida araisa, the mitzvah of Arba Minim outside of the Mikdash applies only by Yom HaRishon. The Pasuk says, Ulkachtem Lachem by Yom HaRishon. The other days are only a mitzvah in the Mikdash, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, Midrabanan Zecher LeMikdash. So the Gemara tells us that the psul of Chaser does not apply on the other days. When Chazal made the Zecher LeMikdash, they did not make the Zecher LeMikdash in a psul of Chaser. So far we have something that's a different species, and that's Pasul Kol Zayin. That even the Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan say that you have to do Zeich LeMikdash, you've got to take the right four species. Once we say that something is not the correct species, it would be Pasul all seven. Not so when you're dealing with a Psul of Chaser, there would only be Pasul on the first day. Then there's another Psul, and that is what the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in the beginning. There are some things that are Pasul because they're not Hadar. The Mishnah Berurah mentioned that because all four Minim are mentioned in the same Pasuk, and the Pasuk says pre-Eitz Hadar with regard to the Esrig, we learn that all of them have to be Hadar. Is the Psul Hadar a Psul Kol Zayin or only on the first day? That is a Machlokas Rishonim, and we'll see how we apply it L'maisa when we learn the Sugya later. But for now, one should know that the Psul over here of Nitla HaTiyomes is actually a psul of hider. It is a lack of hider. Excuse me, it's a psul of chaser. It is. We say that the tiomes is gone. It's not there. You're missing tiomes. That's called chaser. And that psul is dafka on the first day. Now this was the machaber shita that we go by rove of the leaves. Now we go to the Ramah. Hagol. V'yesh mefarshim lomer. There's a different pshat. D'im nechlak ha'olo ha'elyon ha'emtsoi shal ha'shidra. Ad Hashidra, Mikri Nechlaka HaTiyomes. There are those who learn that the word Tiyomes is referring to the Tiyomes, the pair of leaves at the very top of the lulav, meaning the highest leaf. When I say the highest leaf, the uppermost leaf, the one that begins on the highest level from the spine of the lulav. And how far down is it split? All the way to the spine. That's called Nechlaka HaTiyomes. It's Ki'ilu, it's Nitla, and the lulav is Chaser. Upasul, v'hachi nogin, that is our minig. So our minig is, the minig Ashkenaz is, that if the middle leaf is split down to the shedra, then it's pasul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the shita of the gra, that if it's split rove of the way down, that's also considered nechlek atyomes. Mi'u lechatchila, mitzvah min amufcher nogim lito lulav shelo nechlek ala ha'elyon klal. Ki esh machmir in afilu benechlek tzas. Says the Ramah, l'chatchila, for mitzvah min amufchar. The minig is to take a lulav where the middle leaf is not split at all. Why is this? Because there's fear that when you shake it, it's going to split more, and you're not going to realize it, but you've got a pasul lulav. What is a bit ironic is that since this is a psul of only the first day, it's interesting that dafki in this psul, chazal or choshish, that it's going to spread by shaking it. If anything, when you took it and you make the bracha, when is it going to split already? It's going to split before you finish the mitzvah of the nanuim, which is also a mitzvah derabanan. They're choshish that the very first time you take your lulav already, it's going to split further. But there is such a shita, and as a result of it, the Ramah says that lechatchila from mitzvah min amufcher, it's a minute to take one that's not split at all. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, this is only if you don't have another, if you have another lulav, then take the one that is not split at all. But you don't go ahead and not make a bracha on your lulav and take a friend's lulav instead, because yours is split a little bit. Second of all, even with regard to what the Ramah says, that there's a lechatchila mitzvah amufchar minig of taking only one that's not split at all, the Taz defines not split at all that it doesn't have a split of a tefach. It's only the chayyadam who learns that you should be machmer even for a mashahu. The Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that the Ikar Adin is like the Gra, that if it's not split berubo most of the way down, you're allowed to take it even lechatchila. Now, all of this, if the split is straight, is only if the split is straight. If when it's split, the leaves actually bend in opposite directions so that it looks clearly like two, there we're going to see later, and the Mishnah Berurah already points it out here, that that is a different psul, that's a psul of nistak, which is pasul b'kol shehu. And the Mishnah Berurah will later tell us to be very careful with it. Now, getting back here, the Ramah made the tiomes. How did he define the tiomes? As that middle leaf. The Mishnah Berurah discusses the kind of lulav that has two leaves in the middle, meaning two tuzis, two pairs of leaves. If one of them is split, so he says that it is pasul. That means where we have a psul chaser, even if one of them is split, that's enough to pasul it. Sif Dalid. Lohayo. Oh, sorry, we didn't finish the Ramah here. Says the Ramah, Im also ha'ola ein kafel mitchilas b'riyaso pasul. If that middle leaf is only a single leaf to begin with, it never had two leaves, it's pasul. In other words, this would be the case of the Gemara of it never having a tiyomis altogether, mitchilas b'riyaso. The case is that it is solik b'chad hutza, it grows up with only one leaf. There is a famous chumra in Yerushalayim, in the name of Rav Yashiv, where he says that even if the middle leaf is double, but if the leaf ends a considerable amount of a considerable area below the other leaf, meaning you have one double leaf, but one half of it ends a lot lower than the other one, he says that too is included in Solik B'chad Hutza. There are different accounts of exactly how low it could be for us to say that it is possible. Siv Dalet, Lo Hoya Olav Ze Al Gav Ze, Kedera Kol HaLulavim. If the leaves were not one lying resting on the other one, Ela Ze Tacha Ze, you have a leaf and then under it another leaf. The issue here is that the leaves are very short. Generally speaking, most of the leaves are covering most of the other leaves, except as you get to the top, so gradually you get leaves that are covered by fewer ones until the highest one that is exposed. What happens if all the leaves are short and no leaf is covering any other one? So the halachi is that they do not have to cover each other. Im rosh ze magia le'ikar shalamala mimenu. If the bottom of, if the top of the bottom leaf touches the bottom of the leaf above it, which means that the lulav is totally covered with leaves, that is good enough. You don't need them overlapping. Ad shenimsa kol shedra shel lulav mechusa ba'olin kasher. As long as the entire shedra of the lulav is covered, it is kasher. V'im ein rosh shel zeh magid l'tzadik rosh shel zeh. Whereas, if that is not the case, and you have parts of the lulav that are exposed, oh she'ein lo har be'olin zal zeh. Or altogether, you have two very long leaves, one on each side, the entire lulav is covered by this leaf, but it's only one leaf per side. Ela mikol tzad yotze echad lamata samach li'ikro va'ola rosho pasul. Each side has one leaf coming from the very bottom all the way up. The halacha is that they are pasul. The psul in all these cases are because it is not hadar. Sifhei, lulav sheyofshu rov olav. A lulav where the majority of leaves have dried up, says the Rama o shidraso, or the shedra of the lulav. And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that it is uncommon that the leaves are green and the spine is dry. So the halachi is pasul. It is pasul. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if the middle leaf itself is dry, he brings b'shem the prima gadim that the ravid pasuls. The Chazon Ish points out that if you look carefully in the Ravid, he was talking about where the majority of leaves were dry as well. The Tiomes, the middle leaf, and the majority of leaves. But the middle leaf itself being dry is not. Now this is a very common case, because if the leaves dry out, the very first leaf to dry is the middle one. Alpi the Mishnah Berurah it is Pasul. Alpi the Chazon Ish it is not. Vishir Hayafshus, what's considered dried out? Misheyichle Mare Yarkish Shebo V'albinu Panov. When all of the yellow or greenness in it is gone and it begins looking white. The Chaznish says that if it's a bit brown or red because it got burnt by the sun, that's not yavish. Yavish means it loses its color and it looks white. Hagavish omrim delo mikri yavish elikesh nisparech bitziporin. Others say that it's only called yavish when it is brittle. Machmas yavshusa. V'chein nogim imdinas elo. She'ein lulavim mitsuyim, where often people have to use last year's lulav. So according to the Rama, even if it is white, it is still kosher so long as it is not brittle. Lamaisa, the Achronim bring down that the Rama only relied on this because they really didn't have anything much better. But if in the entire city you can get yourself a lulav that is not white, you should not be using a white lulav even though it is not yet brittle.